talks between Arthur Andersen and the Justice Department were abruptly broken off today. For weeks, the two sides have been negotiating, trying to settle an obstruction of justice charge against the firm. Andersen has refused government pressure to plead guilty to the charge, which stemmed from the firm's shredding of documents from its audit of Enron. NPR's Jim Zaroli is following the story, and he joins us now from New York. Jim, what do you know about why these talks broke down?
Well, as you say, late this afternoon, Andersen's lawyers basically told the Justice Department that they were not in a position to reach a settlement, and the Justice Department said, well, we're going ahead with a trial. They had appeared very close to a settlement, but in the end, they were unable to agree on several things. One was both related to the language of the settlement. For one thing, the Justice Department basically wanted Andersen to admit that some of its key executives in its Chicago office knew about the shredding of documents related to the Enron audit. Mm-hmm. Andersen didn't want to do that. There was also the issue of deferred prosecution. The Justice Department was basically saying it wouldn't prosecute Andersen if Andersen agreed to certain reforms. Andersen would be put on probation, in other words.
Right.
But there was disagreement about how long that probation period would last. So these issues basically scuttled the talks in the end.
So does this mean that there won't be any more talks and that this case is going to go to trial?
Well, that's what the Justice Department says. The trial is now scheduled for May 6th. Of course, you can legitimately ask, I think, to what extent is this a bargaining ploy? Is Andersen going to come back next week and say, we're ready to give it a go again? That certainly has happened before in cases like this. And Andersen has a lot at stake here. It doesn't want this to go to trial. If Andersen is found guilty as a firm, the accounting boards in the states could basically pull its license to operate, and that would basically mean the end of the firm.
Mm-hmm. But David Duncan, Andersen's senior partner on the Enron account, has already pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice charges, and he's going to testify for the government. Doesn't this leave Andersen in a pretty tough spot?
Yes, it would seem. Duncan has basically reached a settlement saying he destroyed documents. He's in a position now not only to say what he did, but also to say who else at the firm was complicit in the shredding. In other words, how high up did this go? He can do a lot of damage. I think that's one of the reasons why Andersen was willing to talk to the Justice Department in the first place. As soon as Duncan reached his plea agreement a few weeks ago, Andersen came and said, let's sit down and discuss this.
Mm-hmm. So meanwhile, what happens to Andersen? I mean, don't they continue to lose clients on almost a daily basis?
Yeah, Andersen has a lot of problems, and I think a lot of people would say its future is in question right now. A lot of customers have left. They had a lot of blue chip clients. A lot of them are no longer with the firm. A lot of partners, their global network has fallen apart. And very recently, there have been some signs that its domestic network has been falling apart, too. KPMG, which is one of the other big accounting firms, has been making moves on its auditing practices in different cities like Seattle, Portland, Salt Lake City. So the firm is in trouble. They have a real cash flow problem. I think the question now is, Andersen may go on trial on May 6th, but the real question is what's going to be left of the firm at that point to actually go on trial.
Thanks very much, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zaroli in New York.